奉主耶稣圣名，我们下午的布道会。
And so, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we start our afternoon evangelical service.
我们在座的亲朋好友、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And so we greet and peace be to with all the fans and family and brothers and sisters.
我们非常欢迎你们能够拨出时间来参加我们今天的聚会。
We welcome you, and we're very thankful that you could take the time out of your lives to come and attend the service.
也愿天上的真神来祝福大家。
And may the God in heaven bless every one of us.
我们都是人。
We are all man.
人活在这个世界上。
That men who live in this world.
那我们都会讲人生怎么样。
And we will all say that life is like this and that.
那什么是人生？
And so what is a life of man?
人生就是人活在这个世界上的日子。
And so life is the life of the years of a man's life in this world.
那我们下午来谈人生是一条路。
And so this afternoon we will talk about how life is a path.
为什么叫做一条路？
Why is it a path?
因为人生有来有去。
Because man has a coming and going.
来就是出生。
And so when we come, we are born.
去就是你走完人生的路程。
And so when we go, it is after we have finished the life on earth.
那你一生要走多久？
And so how long do we walk this path?
那你到底走什么路？
And what kind of path do we walk?
当我们出生的时候，
When we are born,
或许还不会走路。
We will not know how to walk.
等到我们慢慢长大
，and as we gradually grow older，
我们亲爱的父母就拉着我们的小手
，our parents hold on to our small hands，
我们在学走路
，we learn how to walk，
等到我们慢慢会走了
，and after I can learn how to walk，
他也怕我们走丢了
，they are afraid that we will get lost，
因为他也怕我们走迷了路。
They are afraid that we will get lost in our way.
父母亲人都是百般照顾我们。
And our parents, our relatives, they raise us.
因为有时我们人会走迷路。
Because many times we will get lost in our way.
他总希望我们能够走得安稳。
They want us to walk safely.
也盼望我们人生的道路能够走在正路。
And they want us to walk in the right path.
不要走偏
，and not to go astray，
也不要走差走错了
，or not to go down the wrong path。
但是人生有时遇到很多不同的环境
，but many times in our lives we encounter different circumstances。
有时候你遇到困难
，when we encounter difficulties，
你也会想办法
，we will try to find a solution。
这一条路不通
，and if this path does not continue，
那我要。走另外一条
Then I need to find another way.
所以有时候要绕道而行
And so we have to walk in circles.
辛苦一点
May be difficult.
但是还可以走到你要去的地方
But it will get us to the way we want to go.
但是有些人遇到挫折他就没有办法克服
And there are some people who walk down the right path but they cannot control themselves.
有些人就对世上就失去了这个盼望
And some people lose hope while walking down this path.
他觉得人生是绝望的。
And they feel that life is full of despair.
所以有的就找不出路在哪里。
And the others cannot find the way to continue down this path.
有的就走了绝路。
And they get lost.
有些人认为路是人走出来的。
And some people feel that a man path is the way man walks.
他花费一生很大的时间，很多的这个体力
，and so they spend much time and energy.
虽然他有很大的成就
，and even though they have many great accomplishments,
但是人生的路充满了劳苦
but man's path is full of suffering.
有很多酸甜苦辣的味道
，and there are many there is highs and lows and difficulties.
一路上为了求学。
While they are looking for education,
辛苦的念书
they study very hard.
为了得到好的学位
and for the sake of getting into a good education,
也念到了博士
and they get a graduate degree,
甚至于双学位
and they might even get dual degrees.
有些人认为人的一生在世上就是要追求这个享乐
that man's path is so that they may pursue after enjoyment.
有的人也认为在世上要追求权势地位
And they, some people feel that their goal in life is to get power and status.
每个人追求的目标都不同。
Everyone's goal and pursuits are very different.
但是我们知道人生有不同的角色。
But we know that we play many different roles in life.
也有不同的处境跟过程。
We have a different progression.
但是人的一生当中就是不断的忙碌。
But man's life is full of busyness.
日出而作，日落而息。太阳出来就开始忙，太阳下山就休息了。
That we are busy from the moment the sun rises, and then when the sun finally goes down, we rest.
一天一天的过去。
And so we pass our lives day by day.
一年一年的过去。
Year by year passes.
有时候你想一想。人生到底有多长呢?
And if we stop to think, how long is our life?
人生到底有几个十年呢?
How many decades do we have in life?
有时候你会觉得人生总是忙不完。
We often feel that the busyness of life is never ending.
有的人轰轰烈烈过一生。
Some people go through life very actively.
有的人也是很平平缓缓地走完他的日子。
And some people go through life very quietly.
都是人生。
And it is all a man's life.
有一次我到新加坡。
One time I went to Singapore.
有一个弟兄跟我说。
A brother once told me.
我们活在这个世上。
That while we live in this world.
我们就是求一二三四五的人生。
Yeah, we pursue after one, two, three, four, five.
我就问他说什么是一二三四五。
And so I asked him what is one, two, three, four, five.
他说一。
And he said, one,
就是结婚啦。
First is a marriage.
就是娶个太太结婚。
To find a wife.
二呢，就是生两个小孩。
Two is to bear two children.
那三呢？
And three.
他说三嘛，就是辛苦赚钱买个三个房间的屋子。
And three is to be very labor and work hard so that you can have a house with three bedrooms.
因为新加坡这个空间有限。
Because space is very limited in Singapore.
房子要买也很贵。
And homes are very expensive to buy.
能够有买个房间，房屋也是很好的。
It's very nice to have a house with a room.
那我就问说，那四是什么
？And so what is four?
他说四就是有四个轮子的车子。
And to have a four-wheeled car.
那五呢
？And what is five?
五就是有五个数字的存款。
And to have a five-digit savings account.
真正当你到五个数字的存款，或许你不会满足。
And maybe when your savings account has reaches an amount that has five digits, it might not fulfill you.
因为人生也是为了财富不断的打拼。
Because man's life is working very endlessly for money.
他或许会想到六七八九。
They might think of six, seven, eight, nine.
人总是忙不完。
And so man's life is endless.
所以所罗门王在传道书里面讲。
And so Solomon wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes.
人生在日光之下就是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空。
And so a man's life under the sun is full of labor and toil, all is vanity.
人有生有老，有病也有死。
And so man's life has birth, it has death, it has suffering and illness.
那你就这样走完一生吗？
And is that your whole life?
那人生就这样结束了吗
？And does our life end like this?
所以有些人会思想将来的问题。
And so some people think about what happens after.
也会想到人生结束后到底盼望在哪里
？And so some people ask after a man is born, what hope does he have?
所以圣经里面告诉我们。
And so the Bible tells us.
我们来看这个诗篇。
We look at Psalms.
诗篇的39篇。
Psalm 39.
诗篇39篇。
Psalm 39.
39篇第四节。
Verse 4.
这边圣经告诉我们。
And so here the Bible tells us.
我们要知道我们生命寿数到底有多少。
And so we need to know what is the measure of our days.
我们的生命是不长。
Our lives are not very long.
我们的年日载如手掌。
And so the years of our days are as handbreadths.
一生的年数好像无有。
And so it seems that every man's best is but a vapor.
那世人行动好像幻影。
And so every man walks about like a shadow.
那人忙乱真是枉然。
Surely they busy themselves in vain.
那积蓄财宝有谁收取呢？
And so he reaps up riches, but does not know who will gather them.
他说主啊，我如今等什么？
And he asks, and now Lord, what do I wait for?
我们人的指望是在神。
Our hope is in God.
当你在今生的时候。
And in this life,
你要寻求神。
We need to look for God.
你要寻找这个信仰。
We need to seek after our faith.
信仰是人生的方向。
Faith is the direction of our life.
当人来，从哪里来？
And so when man comes, where does he come from?
去往哪里去？
And when he goes, where does he go?
当你活在世上的时候，
While we live in this world,
你的人生的目的，生活的意义是什么？
And what is the purpose? What is the meaning of our lives?
所以圣经有一个人叫摩西。
And so there is a person in the Bible by the name of Moses.
他做了人生之诗。
And so he wrote a psalm about man's life.
我们看诗篇90篇。
We look at Psalm 90.
诗篇90篇。
Psalm 90.
这个第一节到12节。
From verses 1 to 12.
这边告诉我们。
And it tells us.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
他教导我们要认识神。
It tells us the importance of knowing God.
神是创造诸天，也创造大地。
That God created the heavens and the earth, and he created the mountains.
也是给人永恒的生命。
And he is the one who gives everlasting life.
因为神是永恒的主。
Because God is the everlasting Lord.
虽然我们在世上的年日有限，
And even though the days of our lives are numbered,
但是他要赐给人永生，
But he wants to give man eternal life.
但是我们要认识自己，
But we need to know ourselves.
认识人生是什么，
And we need to know what life is.
第三节，
Verse 3,
说人要归于尘土，
That a man shall return to dust.
人今天带着肉体，
That today man carries flesh.
因为有灵魂，有生命。
Because there is a spirit, there is life.
所以你活着。
And so you are alive.
有生活，有动作，有存留。
And so you have a life, you have actions.
有一天要归回。
And one day you shall return.
这个就是人生有来有去。
And this is when it is when life, you come and you go.
所以叫做客旅人生。
And so this is the life of a sojourner.
客旅就是寄居。在世。
And so a sojourner comes and dwells temporarily.
有一天你要回家。
And one day you shall return.
圣经是告诉我们要回天家。
And the Bible tells us that we shall return to our heavenly home.
第四节。
Verse 4.
人生。
Our life.
是相当有限。
Is very limited.
千年如已过的昨日。
And so a thousand years is like yesterday in the past.
而且是非常短暂的，像叶里的一根。
It is very temporary and short.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们的生命像流水。
And our lives are like a flood.
一去就不回头了。
That once it goes, it does not come back.
我们像睡一觉一样。
It is like a sleep.
有时你会感受人生像一场梦。
It feels like man's life is a dream.
那生命像花草。
That our lives are like grass.
花会凋谢，草会枯干。
The flowers can wither and the grass can dry up.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们的生命就是一声叹息。
And so our lives are like a sigh.
人活着就是这一口气。
That we only have this one breath in our life.
有气才有生命。
And with breath there is life.
没有气，人就不能活着。
Without this breath, man cannot continue to live.
但是这一声叹息也告诉我们。
But this sigh tells us.
人生就是从哭开始到哭结束。
And this sigh tells us that man's life started with crying and it shall end with crying.
因为劳苦愁烦。
Because of our labor and toil.
所以第十节说。
And verse 10 it tells us.
我们一生的日子是七十。
The days of our lives are 70 years.
强壮的到八十。
And those who are strong will be 80 years.
其中所夸口的是劳苦愁烦转眼成空。
And so their boast is only labor and sorrow.
如灰而去。
And for soon it is cut off.
所以日子过得很快。
And so our lives are very short.
有人说。
Some people say.
一生七十八十。
Our lives are 70, 80 years.
当然也有活到一百多岁。
And of course there are those who live to 100 years old.
但是都是很快过去。
But it all goes by very quickly.
所以一般的人认为。
And so most people believe.
我们一生只有三万天。
Our lives, the days of our lives are limited to 30,000.
那三万天到底多少天?
And how many days is 30,000 days?
如果一百岁,
if you are 100 years old,
36,500 天,
you have 36,500 years.
你一百岁人生只有十个十年了。
And so in your life, then you have 10 decades of life.
那你这十个十年里面,
and in these 10 decades,
你是怎么过的?
How did you live your life?
当然出生以后就慢慢成长了。
That after you are born, you start to grow.
所以有人就这样讲。
And so some people say,
当你零岁的时候就出场。
You are born at the age of zero.
因为你来到世上。
Because you come to this world.
你十岁的时候就快乐成长。
Then when you are 10, you are joyfully grow.
当你二十的时候就为情彷徨。
When you're 20, your emotions are not stable.
到你三十了。
And then when you are 30s,
你定准了人生的方向。
You are more steady in your direction of life.
四十的时候你拼命打闯。
40, you are trying to gain the world.
但是五十的时候你可能会回头望望。
But when you are 50, you look back in sorrow.
六十的时候就告老还乡，准备退休。
And when you are 60s, you are ready to you're preparing to retire.
七十的时候，你可以晒晒太阳，出去休闲、旅游、活动。
And when you're 70s, you can retire and enjoy life on vacation.
但是八十的时候，可能身体不是很好，走路有时会摇摇晃晃。
And in our 80s, our health might not be good, and we might have a wobbly gait.
人有时是这样过的。
And so this is how the man's life goes.
所以有人就这样讲。
And so some people will say,
当你二十岁的时候，你来拼学历。
And so when you are in your 20s, you strive very hard in your studies.
三十岁就看能力。
And 30s, you look at your own strength, your own abilities.
40岁看精力。
And in your 40s, you look at your financial abilities.
50岁看你的财力。
And in your 50s, your financial abilities.
60就看你的体力。
And in your 60s, you look at your physical strength.
70的时候就看病历。
And then the 70s, you look at medical abilities.
80,
80s,
可能慢慢就要看日历。
Then you look at the calendar.
有些时候这是很现实的问题啊。
And so this is a very realistic problem.
所以有人说七十你还可以走在路上。
Some people say in your 70s you can still walk on the road.
八十你会觉得腿酸坐在椅子上。
And in your 80s you will feel that your legs are swollen and so you will sit down more.
九十的时候你会觉得躺在床上比较舒服。
In your 90s it's easier to just lie in bed.
到了一百。
And then when you reach 100,
钉在墙壁上留一张照片。
You are nailed to a wall as a picture.
当然有人生命更长，活到100多岁。
And of course, there are those who live to 100 years old.
但是人生还是会过去的。
But a man's life will pass by quickly.
有些人活到100多岁啊。
And there are those who live to over 100 years old.
身体很好。
And their bodies are still very healthy.
有一次我到一个地方是武夷山的茶区啊。
And so I went to a place,
它山底下有一个很大的石头。
And at the bottom of the mountain, there was a large stone, a boulder.
石头上刻一个字。
And on this stone, it was carved.
就是茶。
T.
这个中文的茶字就刻在那个石头上，很漂亮，很大。
And so carved in this stone is the word tea in Chinese, and it was written very large.
那跟我去的一个这个长辈啊，他就跟我说了。
And someone who went with me, who was much older, said,
你知道这个茶字为什么刻在这个石头上？
And asked, do you know why the character a tea is carved into the stone?
我说这里是产茶。
Because here they grow tea leaves.
他说没有错。
And he said, yes.
但是他还有另外两个意思。
But there are two other meanings.
茶是饮料。
Tea is a drink.
这里是产茶的地方。
And this is where you grow tea leaves.
刻一个茶字。
And so you carve tea.
但是它告诉你。
But it tells you.
人活在这个世界上。
That a man who lives in this world.
人要接近自然。
He will draw closer to nature.
神造的大地是美好的。
And that everything that God created is good.
你要享受人生。
That you must enjoy man's life.
有时候要活动活动，想活就要动。
And so you have to be active. If you want to live, you must be active.
茶字就是人要活在草木之间。
And so the character T is about man must live in must be in grass.
因为上面是草，下面是木头。
Because on top is grass, underneath is wood.
那人在中间。
And a man is in between those.
所以我们要活得平安喜乐健康。
We must live a happy, joyful, and healthy life.
这也要求神恩待我们。
And so we need the grace of God.
当然我们也要自己懂得去调整自己的生活。
And of course we need to learn how to adjust our lifestyle.
那他说还有一个意思哦。
And he said there's also another meaning.
我说什么意思？
And what is that meaning?
他说茶字哦，它有一个茶寿的意思，寿数年龄的，茶这个字的年龄。
And so there is the age of tea.
茶寿几岁你知道吗？
Do you know how old tea is?
我看不出来。
I don't know.
后来他跟我讲。
And so he told me.
他说草字头就是20。
The character, the way you write it is 20.
再来就是80。
Then comes 80.
再两撇。
Then two marks.
20加80加8就是108岁。
And so it's 20 plus 80 plus 8 is 108.
他说喝茶是健康的。
And so to drink tea is a very healthy thing.
但是不是只喝茶。
And it's not just about drinking tea.
你要懂得生活。
You need to know how to live.
懂得享受神给你的日子。
That you can enjoy the days that God has given to you.
那我听了以后也觉得很有道理。
And so when I heard this, I thought it was very, is very meaningful.
神给你一生30,000多天。
That God has given you 30,000 days.
你每天都要活在神的恩典里面。
That every day we have to live in the grace of God.
所以人生虽然不长。
And even though a man's life is very short.
但是你要知足常乐。
But we must be content and live, enjoy our life.
你要敬虔度日。
And we must live a life of fearing God.
很多事情你要看开一点。
We need to have a better open perspective.
因为人生不带来，死不带去的。
Because we come empty-handed and we leave empty-handed.
所以有人这样讲。
And so some people say,
一生有几天？
How many days are there in our lives?
他说不是，不是30,000天。
And they say it is not 30,000 days.
一生只有3天。
And they say there are only 3 days in a man's life.
我就问他怎么剩下三天。
And I said, how did you end up with only 3 days?
他说我们一生的日子就是昨天、今天跟明天啊。
And so he says that the days of our lives are yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
就是这三天在一直循环啊。
And it is these 3 days that keep cycling throughout our life.
昨天过去了。
That yesterday has passed.
今天在你的眼前。
Today is right in front of us.
明天还没有到。
And tomorrow has not yet come.
但是问题是当今天走了
but today, when today leaves,
那明天就变成今天了
then tomorrow becomes today.
但是就这样三天在轮。
And so it is a constant cycle of 3 days.
当这个贾伯斯还活着的时候
and when Jabez was still, Steve Jobs was still alive.
因为他癌症嘛，他还活着的时候
because he had he died of cancer and when he was still alive.
他曾经说
he said,
其实人的一生只有两天。
He said, a man's life only has 2 days.
因为昨天已经过去了，不是你的。
And yesterday has already passed, it is no longer yours.
今天才是你的。
Today is yours.
因为你每一天都要当作第一天。
Because every day is the first day.
每一天都要当作最后一天。
And every day is the last day.
他说哦，昨天已经过去，今天还没有到。
And he,
昨天已经过去，明天还没有到。
And he said that yesterday has passed and tomorrow has not yet come.
所以过去的昨天已经走了。
And so the yesterday that has passed is gone.
明天也不一定是你的呢。
And tomorrow may not be yours.
所以他说哦，人的一生只有两天。
And so he said, man's life is only contains 2 days.
一个是第一天。
The first day.
一个是最后一天。
And the second is the last day.
今天是第一天。
Today is the first day.
每天都是你人生的第一天。
Every day is the first day of a man's life.
你要很高兴、很快乐的来迎接这一天。
And so you must joyfully welcome this day.
你把它当作第一天来生活。
And you must enjoy it as it is the first day of life.
去珍惜它。
And to cherish it.
去做你该做的事。
And to do what you must do.
但是你也要想。
But you must think.
其实今天也可能是你一生中最后一天。
And today might be your last day of your life.
他那时候已经癌症了。
And at that time he had cancer.
他在想说这可能是我最后一天。
And so he thought, today is my last day.
所以我要好好珍惜它。
And so I must truly treasure, cherish this day.
跟我的家人相处。
And I must spend more time with my family.
跟我的家人好好过这一天，更加的充实。
And to live and spend this day with my family more abundantly.
而且是有意义的。
And meaningfully.
他讲的话是没有错。
And what he says is correct.
所以我们说人生有三个问题你要想。
And so, when people say that there are three, questions everyone has to ponder.
当你活在今生。
That while you live in this world, in this life.
你要想人从哪里来。
Where does a man come from?
你来到这个世上。
Then when you come to this world.
生命是父母生你但是是神赏赐你。
And so we are given a life by our parents, but life is given to us by by God.
我们是父母生的。
We are born by our parents.
我们当然要孝敬父母。
And so we need to honor our parents.
这是理所当然。
And this is this we must do.
但是灵魂的父亲。
But our spiritual father.
就是天上的神。
Is our heavenly, is our God.
你要认识他，敬畏他。
You must know him and you must fear him.
因为人的生命在神手中。
Because a man's life is in the hands of God.
那你活在世上。
And while we live in this world.
你要晓得数算你的日子。
You need to know how to measure your days.
十二节讲。
Verse 12 tells us.
你要数算你的日子。
To number our days.
你要得到智慧的心哦。
You must have a heart of wisdom.
因为你要想将来你往哪里去。
And you must think about where you will go.
这一条路你怎么走。
How do you walk down this path?
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
人不是死了就算了。
And it's not that we just die and that's it.
人要为将来准备。
We need to prepare for what is to come.
当你结束人生的时候，
And when you end your life,
你会觉得我活着很有意义。
You will feel that my life is very meaningful.
我的生命很有价值。
That my life has been valuable.
我能够心满意足。
That I can live with all my without any worries.
日子满足，这样来离开这个世上。
That my days have been full and I depart from this world.
所以神给人的时间，
And so the time that God gives to man,
虽然有限，
even though it is limited,
但是十二节说要求神指教。
And so we need to ask God to teach us.
圣经说按着定命人都有一死。
And so the Bible says that every one of us is destined to have a life and to die.
死后也有审判。
That there is a time for judgment.
但是神很奇妙地把永生放在人的心里。
And what is very miraculous that God has placed eternity in our hearts.
看传道书。
And if we look at the book of Ecclesiastes.
第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
凡事有定期。
And to everything there is a season.
天下万物有定时。
A time for every purpose under heaven.
生有时，死有时。
A time to be born and a time to die.
十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
And he has made everything beautiful in its time.
他又将永生。
Also, he has put eternity
安置在人的心里，
in their hearts.
因为神从始至终的作为，人不能称透。
That no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end.
所以我们说神把永生安置在人的心里。
And so when we say that God has put eternity in the hearts of man,
那今天我们人对永生是什么，我们不知道。
And so today we do not seem to understand what is eternity.
所以耶稣基督他来到世上。
And so Jesus Christ, when he came to this world,
他为我们人开了一条又新又活的道路。
And he opened up a new and living way for us.
因为人活在世上一直在找这一条路。
And because man living in this world is constantly looking for this way.
以前的法老王。
The Pharaoh in the past.
中国的秦始皇。
The kings in China,
都在找这一条路。
They have all been looking for this path.
没有找到。
They could not find it.
金字塔还在，法老王不在。金字塔还在。
The pyramids are still there, but the pharaoh is not there.
万里长城还在，秦始皇不在。
The Great Wall of China is still there, but the emperors are not there.
那永生在哪里？
And so where is eternity?
这一条路在哪里？
Where is this path?
耶稣，这个圣经里面告诉我们。
And so the Bible tells us.
我们看希伯来书。
If we look at the book of Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
二十节。
Verse 20.
借着主耶稣给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
That by Jesus, a new and living way.
这一条路就是永生的道路。
And this is the way of eternal life.
就是得救的道路。
And this is the way of salvation.
所以耶稣说，
And so Jesus said,
他就是道路、真理、生命。
And so he says he is the way, the truth, and the life.
人要借着他才能够到天父那里去。
And, Father, and he says those may see the Father only through me.
所以主耶稣给我们开这一条道路。
And so Jesus opened up this way.
所以主耶稣在世上传福音的时候，
And so while Jesus was in his ministry,
有一个人叫尼哥底母。
There was a man named Nicodemus.
他年纪也大了。
And he was very elderly in age.
他是一个有身份、有地位、有名望的人。
And he was someone with a high status, or with a wealth and a high position.
他也是一个会思考。
And he is someone who would ponder.
他要去追求人生的问题。
He would consider the question of man.
他要去寻找生命的答案。
And he wanted to seek the answer to life.
他就来找耶稣。
And so he came to Jesus.
耶稣跟他讲的是什么？
And what did Jesus say to him?
就是得救的真理。
He told him the truth of salvation.
他说你要从水跟圣灵重生。
That you must be born of water and spirit.
才能够进神的国。
And that is the only way you can enter the kingdom of God.
那这个尼哥底母说人都老了怎么重生？
And so Nicodemus asked, how can a person be born again when they are old?
主耶稣说从肉身生的就是肉身。
And so Jesus says, those who are born of flesh are of flesh.
我们在今生的日子，
And so in our lives,
这个物质的都会过去。
What is physical will pass away.
但是你从灵生的才是灵。
But if you are born of spirit, you are of spirit.
我们人的指望在神。
And so our hope is in God.
将来永生的福气，虽然你肉眼看不到。
And so our spiritual blessing to come in the future, though we may not see it with our eyes.
但是主耶稣已经告诉我们。
But Jesus has already told us.
这一条路要怎么走。
How to walk down this path.
但是有时候有人为的道路。
And so there are also a path of man.
有的人就说了。
And some people say,
哦，你要行善啊。
You must do good.
要积功德啊。
You must help the poor.
你要怎么超度啊。
How to,
将来要到什么西天啊。
And so how, where you should go.
哇，很多方法。
And so there are many ways.
很多路告诉你。
And there are many paths to tell you.
但是这个不是正路啊。
But this is not the right path.
到后来都变成灭亡之路。
All of these lead to destruction.
你怎么超度？
How do you,
你怎么积功德？
How do you do all these things?
你怎么到西天？
How do you go to this place?
它只是一个让你思想人生的一种哲理。
And it is merely an ideal, a thought, that, a philosophy that you think of life.
因为我们出生好像太阳出来嘛。
And so when we are born, it is like the sun rising.
它是在东方啊。
It rises in the east.
但是人生命结束，好像太阳下山啊。
And when our lives end, it is like the setting sun.
所以叫做归西啊。
And so you return west.
但是问题是，往哪里去你不知道。
But the problem is you do not know where you will go.
但是耶稣告诉我们，
But Jesus says,
他就是道路、真理、生命，
that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们借着他就可以到天父那里去了。
And it is through him that we may go to the Father.
主耶稣讲得很清楚。
And Jesus says very clearly.
所以有一天，我们人走完人生的道路。
And one day when we finish our journey,
主耶稣为我们预备的就是永生的福气。
That Jesus has prepared a blessing for us.
那圣经有一个亚伯拉罕。
And in the Bible there is an Abraham.
我们看十一章。
If we look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13.
十三节到十六节这边讲。
Verses 13 to 16.
我们人在世上是做客旅。
That we are merely sojourners in this world.
是寄居的。
That we are just pilgrims on this earth.
我们如果离开家乡，还可以有回去的机会。
So if we left our hometown, we have an opportunity to return.
你今天来到美国。
That today you come to the United States.
你想回马来西亚。
You want to return back to Malaysia.
你想回台湾，想回中国。
You want to go back to China or Taiwan.
我的家在英国。
Or my home is in the UK.
你地面上的家你还可以回去。
Your physical home you can return to.
但是这个都是人生的日子。
But these are the days of a man's life.
但是我们有一个家在天上。
But we have a home in heaven.
我们肉体是归尘土的。
That our body will return back to dust.
灵就是归到世灵的神那里。
And our spirit goes back to the Father who had sent it.
神使人有盼望。
And so God gives dead people hope.
这个家是更美的。
That this home is even more beautiful.
是在天上的。
It is in heaven.
你要到神的家。
And you must go to the house of God.
到天家。
To our heavenly home.
到天父那里去。
To the heavenly Father.
我们看耶伯记。
We look at the book of Job.
耶伯记
Book of Job.
十九章
Chapter 19.
耶伯记的十九章
Job chapter 19.
二十五节
Verse 25.
这篇说救赎主活着
For I know that my Redeemer lives.
就是这边在提到这个救主耶稣。
And so he talks about Jesus Christ as the Redeemer.
他为我们人来成全这个救恩啊。
That he fulfilled salvation for man.
但是他也告诉我们。
And so he also tells us.
有一天我们皮肉灭绝了。
That one day after our flesh fails.
我们肉体之外要得见神。
That out in my flesh I shall see God.
所以我们灵就是要归到世灵的神那里。
And so one day we have to go back to the God who sent us.
所以主耶稣就是圣灵给我们。
And so God gave us the Holy Spirit.
让我们有得救的凭据。
That we have a guarantee of our salvation.
但是你要借着受洗。
But you must go through baptism.
啊，成为神的儿女。
To become a child of God.
所以在有生之年。
And so in the days of our lives.
我们应该要思想人生的问题。
We need to ponder upon the question of life.
人的生命是有限的。
That our lives are very limited.
以前有一位亚历山大帝。
And so there was Alexander the Great.
他年轻的时候征服欧亚非三州。
And so in his youth, he conquered Africa and Europe.
但是他打仗打到一个海边的时候。
But one time he fought a battle by the sea.
因为那时候他已经生病了。
He was already ill at that time.
他也不知道这个病会不会好。
He did not know if he would be cured of this disease.
他也没有体力力气再打过去了。
And he did not have enough strength to continue fighting.
他就问他的旁边的这个军队。
And he asked the soldier next to him.
一个将领，他就问他。
And so he asked him.
这里是哪里了？
Where are we?
他说这里是世界的边缘。
And so he says this is the edge of the world.
海边嘛，世界的边缘。
And so it is by the sea, so it is the edge of the world.
但是他没有想到他已经走到生命的边缘了。
But what he did not know was he was already at the edge of his life.
后来他问医生了。
And so he asked the physician.
我这个病会好吗？
And he asked, would my illness be cured?
医生也不敢保证。
And so the doctor was not willing to make a guarantee.
后来他跟这个医生讲。
And so he said to the doctor,
如果你不能医我的病，
If you cannot cure me of my disease,
你要陪着我回到家乡，
you must, return with me to my hometown.
就是我死了，你也要陪着我回去。
Even if I die, you have to return with me.
真的他，这个带着病就走了。
And so he died with this disease.
但是他生前的时候，
But before he died,
有告诉他旁边的人，
he told the people next to him,
你们要把我放在棺木里面，
you have to put me in a coffin.
然后呢，棺木要挖两个洞，
and on the sides of the coffin, you dig two
holes. 把我的手放在外面，
and so you outstretch my arms through those holes.
我今天就是空空来，也空空的走了。
That today I come empty-handed, and today I leave empty-handed.
把我打仗得来的这个金银财宝，
and all the riches that I've gained through battle.
当我安葬的时候，
when I am buried,
撒一些在上面，
scatter some of the treasures on me,
用土一盖，
and cover me with dirt,
我也就结束了人生了。
And that is the end of my life.
人生不是这样就结束了。
And man's life does not end there.
其实神应许我们永生的福气。
And actually God promises, it is the will of God for us to have
eternal
life.
这一条路你要去找。
That you must find this way.
所以耶稣告诉我们。
And so Jesus tells us.
看马太福音。
We look at Matthew.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第七章
Matthew chapter
7, 十三节
verse 13,
你们要进窄门
enter by the narrow gates,
因为引到灭亡那门宽路大进去的人多
for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many
引到永生门窄路小
and narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life,
找到的人少
and there are few who find it.
天国路要努力走。
And so we must be diligent while walking on this heavenly journey.
我们能够有一个正确的选择。
We must make right decisions.
我们不是看人。
We are not looking at man.
我们要看神在哪里。
We have to look where is God.
这一条人生的道路。
And this path of man.
信仰是人生的方向。
That our direction is in the direction of faith.
这个方向在哪里。
And where is this direction?
你要往前走。
We must go forward.
虽然路小，
and even though the road is narrow,
门窄，
and the gate is narrow,
你要努力走。
You must be diligent in walking in it.
信耶稣这一条路，
that to believe in Jesus,
得救的门路，
the way of salvation.
愿主耶稣把这个福气恩典赐给我们。
And may God give us this blessing and
grace. 愿主耶稣常常与我们同在。
And may Jesus Christ always be with us.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
180首
180.